Philadelphia's Jewelers Row. Four suspects are accused of stealing those items, and a jeweler is accused of selling them. More of these stories can be found at townhall.com.
Make March your lucky month and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our How Lucky Do You Feel? Swipe to Win promotion. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Win free slot play, cash, prizes, or your share of $30,000 cash. Drawings Thursdays at 8 p.m. where you can win $555 every week in March. Lucky Five. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or your share of $30,000 cash. Imagine what you can do with extra cash in your pocket. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our How Lucky Do You Feel? Swipe to Win promotion and let us help you get lucky. 10 winners will be drawn to win $555 every week. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun. Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, log on to WindRiver.com. Your luck is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. It is 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live on KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Lad. And, of course,
I'm looking for the green.
The young missus.
I'm looking for the green,
Colleen,
Jared.
The Colleen. Linda Obott.
Linda Obott. Welcome to the show this morning, everybody. Yes, happy St. Patrick's Day. We're going to give you a little bit of history about, where did it...
Wait a minute.
Where did it all come from?
We need some Irish music in the background,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, let's do that before we go into the weather and we talk about...
Irish music in the background.
Yeah. While we're getting ready and queuing that up, go ahead.
Go on. It's not playing.
Vapor, the scripture, the goat... With their powders and potions, their sands and lotions, their horn and their notions, their mighty put on. Would you know the truth? Is it a bother pathetic and pitch to the dibble, cramp, colic and spin? You'll find it, I think, if you take a big drink, put your mouth to the brink of a glass of...
Okay, drinking in the Irish.
If there hadn't been
whiskey invented, the Irish been ruling the world last. Okay, now.
Okay, it's currently 45 degrees. How are you on this Friday morning, partly sunny? Our forecast with our highs of 74. Chance of showers tonight with our lows of 52. Tomorrow calls for showers and our highs of 66 and tomorrow night 50. Now Sunday, even though there's chance of showers coming out to the view because I'm going to be singing with my jazz combo, we'll be out there from 11:30 to 2:30. But the forecast does call for 40% chance of showers, not that big of a deal. Sunday night, 50% as we increase a little bit with our shower intake. And more of our forecast on the weather, which is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Every time we read the weather, locally owned and operated, where... they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. And now...
good morning.
Pet of the week with Amy. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Amy O'Haven.
Amy O'Haven. That's okay. It. That's, right. that's what they call me.
You've got... you were sick last week.
I was. I didn't feel very great.
I know, honey. Yeah. It's been going around. So, yeah. Are you feeling better now?
I am. Yeah.
Well,
thank
good.
Goodness. Allergies are kicking in, but I feel a lot better.
Yeah, the blooms are out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm telling people I never get sick, but I'm sneezing 12 times in a row. Now, hey, you've got a full blood here.
Well, she appears to be, yes.
Appears to be.
So I have Willow, and Willow is a 2-year-old Shih Tzu mix. She is delightful. She really is. She's actually full of energy. She does great with kids. She's good with cats. She's just a love bug. Yes, she'd be a great lap dog, but she's actually pretty energetic. Like, she likes to really run around and have fun still. So.
Yeah, she's really sweet. When I said, hey, and I came around the corner, she put her head around the corner, and she was like, I'm ready. Who are you? Let's play.
Let's play. Her little tail is so cute.
She's a full color of, what would you call that, a dark champagne?
Yes, champagne. Apricot, maybe? Mm-hmm. No, a little lighter than cream.
Just a little bit, like her eyes are dark around her eyes. But
yeah, she's beautiful.
What would you say? She's about 20 pounds?
No, she actually weighs 9.6, so she's little.
Our dog looks bigger.
She looks bigger.
She's just a little lady.
She's a little lady.
Well, there's a lot of hair
there. Yeah.
There's a lot of hair.
9 pounds, so she's easy dip.
She's got all her shots. She's spayed. She's ready to go.
She's ready to go today.
And
yep.
she's been treated well. She came in clean and well fed. So obviously she probably got loose or something like that, and people just never came back.
Yeah, and I don't think she's going to make it till tomorrow.
She's going to be adopted.
She'll be adopted.
Exactly. I mean, I don't think she'll be at the shelter tomorrow. She'll be adopted long before. She was quite the ham on TV today, so. I think there's going to be a lot of people lining up to get her today.
Now, you're supposed to mention something.
I am, and I'm getting to it.
Okay, just want to remind
just right
you.
Now. So tomorrow we are participating with the Bissell Pet Foundation. I don't know if you've heard of the Bissell Pet Foundation. You've heard of the Bissell Vacuums.
Right.
So they have an amazing foundation because they are really committed to shelters and adoption over purchasing animals. They make a lot of their products like specifically aimed for animals, which I actually own one, and it is awesome because it's made for pet hair. When you have 1,000 pets like I do, you need something that's going to, you know, not clog when you try to vacuum. And they are sponsoring the adoptions for tomorrow, all of them.
Really?
Which means
absolutely free.
Absolutely free. So
every animal in there is free tomorrow.
Free tomorrow. So we are trying to empty our shelters. Empty our shelter, and, you know, we could definitely use to empty. We would love to empty our shelter.
You know what? This is one of the jobs that I know Mark and you, Amy, would just love to be unemployed.
I would.
Because you don't need them anymore.
I say that a lot. I say, well, if people spayed and neutered, I don't know if everybody spayed and neutered their pets, I don't know if I'd have a job anymore. So, so it's going on tomorrow, and you can come in today and get an application, get it approved, and then if you get your application approved and ready to go, you can come through the door at 10 a.m. instead of 11.
Now remember, this is Bissell. This is Bissell,
the vacuum
cleaners.
Companies.
And the family is just really into pets. The wife, I guess, has had shelter pets.
Yes, yeah.
And so they're putting out a lot of money for this.
Yeah, and they are. And it's very important to them, and it's such a great opportunity for Haven. And they chose us to participate. There's, I think, 8 shelters in the North State.
Yeah.
This is one of the closest ones for some miles, but yeah, they picked us, and we were thrilled. So,
well, if anybody's ever been considering thinking, visit this thought tomorrow. Go down to the shelter, and you know what an opportune time. I mean,
pick up a kitty, pick up a puppy, pick up a love dog.
And pick up a dog that's elderly too.
Be patient with us adoption staff because it's going to be overwhelming.
It's going to be overwhelming. Be patient.
Yeah,
about
bring
it.
A book.
So if you come and pre-qualify and get your application filled out, we'll get you pre-approved approved application. Then you can come in at 10 a.m. And after that, it's first come, first serve.
There you
go. So just know that, you know, you might be headed for one certain pet, but someone might beat you to it. So, you know, keep an open mind and, bring your...
Have a sort maybe picked out, not a specific one.
Right, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That kind of thing. Okay. All right. Amy from Amy O'Haven from
Amy O'Haven
from Haven Humane, and tomorrow Bissell Vacuum Company is sponsoring a free pet.
Free adoption day.
That's great. What a great time to do it.
Yes, and if you're looking for something that's not a dog or a cat, we actually do have a couple rabbits with us right now.
Okay, we got some rabbits.
And those can go as well.
How about chickens? Still got the chickens?
I think we only have one rooster left.
Oh, the rooster.
How about any, like, goats or horses?
I think that they are – we had some goats, but I think they got adopted, and then we had some donkeys, but they are still on a hold period. They have a longer hold period because of their livestock. So.
Oh.
But, yeah.
Okay, great.
So, but you went in – let me ask you this. Could you go in and adopt it tomorrow and just as soon as the wait period's out?
Well, we can't legally adopt an animal if we don't have possession of it because it's not technically our animal.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
All
if
right,
that
well,
makes
great.
Sense. I'm yes.
Is adopting a burro same as like adopting a, what, any animal? Is it a dog?
No, I mean, it's a little different. We don't you know, have, they don't have to be microchipped or, you know, there's certain, it's a little bit different, but the process is a lot similar.
Are they spayed or neutered?
Actually, a lot of them come in like gelded. So okay. I think one of the donkeys is gelded. So he's already.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about that. And then you can have a donkey in the backyard, honey. A burrow.
No, don't even make fun of even suggesting that to anybody in a small like in town.
Okay.
You must have acreage.
Amy, have a great day.
Thank you.
I think Willow will not Willow will not be in Haven Humane tomorrow.
No, she will not. I'm sorry. Really, everybody. Really, there's going to be a line out the door today for her.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah, so she's adorable.
She'll be wanted, and that's a good thing, is that you want to have a loving home. And tomorrow, again, Bissell
Pet Foundation.
Yes. Right. Yes.
And by the way, Pet of the Week. I just saw two turkeys dressed in green and kicking up their spurs. I asked them what they appeared to be so happy, and they first remarked that it was St. Patrick's Day, but then led on the fact they've been told this year the hunter has a history of coming home empty-handed. For many reasons, they felt their chances of making it through the hunting season were very good. The only problem now is that the turkeys from other areas were moving into their neighborhood for safety. The guy must be really bad. The Blarney turkeys are celebrating. Had enough of you, Anon. That's it for you, buddy.
Okay, so
I'm doing something. Anyway.
Before we take a break, we want to talk about our sleep number bed, and my sleep number setting is, of course, goes back between 55 and 35, and that's the beautiful thing about, a stress of a week, or whether you've been ill or you've been spending a lot of time, which, you know, just coming through, like many people with the flu season, you spend more time in bed, so then you really want to change it up. And that's the beautiful thing about the sleep number settings, is that you can switch them out. Mine is 35, and Carl, you set yours last night at 60.
My sleep number setting is 60.
And while you were out turkey hunting tomorrow, taking the youth on a youth hunt, I don't know their name, but it's a young man.
Joe and Zach. Zach is the hunter. He's 12 years old, mm-hmm. and his dad, Joe, will be going with us.
All
and
right.
I went out and found another place yesterday, mm-hmm. and we'll be hunting at, and was out there again.
The Blarney turkeys.
The Blarney turkeys were not there, but I'm sure they will. And if I have, you know, if when the Blarney turkey goes down, we're going to have a name on it. And I'll let you know what that name is after it happens. But as far as the sleep number is that getting up tomorrow morning at 3:30 in the morning to be able to meet with everybody and get out there well before daylight so we can get set up is easy to do on your sleep number bed.
And that's right.
Sleep number is
located in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. Go ahead on in there and give yourself the one of the best gifts you'll ever give yourself, right. And that is a great night's sleep. You spend 6 to 7 hours of your life per day in bed. So sleep number.
Save $400 on our most popular P5 queen mattress. Now only $1,199.99, but it lasts so long. It's a great night's sleep. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's back March 24th, 25th, and 26th. The original Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Need landscape? Household improvements? A new roof? Gutters? Lighting? Doors? Windows? Flooring? Appliances? A pool? Spa? Barbecue? Patio? Pest control? Decking? Fencing? Weatherproofing? Or planting a garden? Find answers for all your spring home improvement projects and speak to the experts. For information and booth space, contact Shirley at 243-6005 or online at readinghomeexpo.com.
At BET Satellite, we understand you don't want to pay for sports channels when football season's over. You want to drop them when you're done watching and save money. We hear you. Introducing Flex Pack from Dish. Get 50 popular channels for $39.99 a month and drop channel packs whenever to save money or add them for just $10 a month. You can choose from channel packs like locals, news, kids, and sports. We can offer you the best Dish technology and features at better prices than the competition. If you're tired of paying too much money for too little TV, it's time you come in and have a chat with us. Call BT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-3474. Experience the best service, technology, and flexibility you've been waiting for. Only with Dish and BT Satellite, your local authorized Dish retailer. Again, that's 241-3474.
Requires credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Taxes and surcharges not included. Offer ends 4/5/17. Restrictions apply.
Shastina Ranch is the fastest selling community in Reading in the last 12 years. Located in East Reading, features extreme high energy efficient home designs, a regional park with walking trails, decorative street lights, sidewalk planters, and fabulous open spaces. Constructed by Palomar Builders, Reading's largest home builder, these homes are constructed with green technology, distinctive interior and exterior features, designer kitchens, and superior master suites. Stop by the Shastina Ranch model home today to pick one of the pre-plotted lots. Then contact Cindy Tomlinson, 722-3150 at U.S. Lending to help you with a conventional, FHA, or residential loan for your new Shastina Ranch home. U.S. Lending is Reading's local direct mortgage lender. Located off Airport Road, the community of Shastina Ranch provides the high standard savvy home buyers are looking for in today's market. Make Shastina Ranch your future with a new highly energy efficient home design. Stop by our new model home, speak with Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker, and get your home on the way within days.
The Shasta County Grand Jury is now accepting applications. The Grand Jury investigates to help ensure transparency and accountability among local governments, officials, and agencies. The Shasta County Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities around. Applications are now being accepted. To apply and get details, go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will? Apply now.
We hear drums and guns and guns and drums, a-roo, a-roo. We hear drums and guns and guns and drums, a-roo, a-roo. We hear drums and guns and guns and drums, the enemy nearly slew ya. Oh, darling, here you look so queer, Johnny goes marching home.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on St. Patrick's Day today on March the 17th. Today is our daughter and son-in-law's wedding anniversary.
Oh, that's right.
Happy anniversary to the kids.
Yes.
Yeah, and they, you know, which I never
eloped.
Eloped. I never let them forget
it. Daddy,
it's our, you know, it's our wedding anniversary. We've been married 15, 16 years. And I go, I wouldn't know. I wasn't invited. You know, that's the first words out of my mouth. She said, "Boo, you ever let me forget it?" Not as long as, not as long as I'm alive, you know. And in fact, in the will, it'll be in there. Hey, you could have had this, except you didn't invite me to your wedding. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, a couple things you want to hear about what's going on with some freebies and some special things that are going around with the St. Patty's Day. Okay, Krispy Kreme is dying to go original glazed green for today only.
Glazed green.
McDonald's beloved Shamrock Shake is joined by four others this year. There's Chocolate Shamrock Shake, the Shamrock Chocolate Chip Frappe. Oh, boy. I guess this is not a day you count your calories, is it? Dunkin' Donuts. There's what
you can start with green donuts.
There's what?
Eat them with a green frappe.
Dunkin' Donuts. There's a shamrock sprinkled donut and yeast ring donut frosted with chocolate icing and shamrock. I already feel bloated just from reading it.
What else?
Baskin Robbins. Check out the green ice cream cake decorated four leaf clovers.
Oh, good.
Burger King Oreo Irishman shake is the St. Patrick's take on the classic Oreo cookie shake that's already been offered.
I've had hamburgers at one of the local places that were green.
Ugh.
That's
what? Oh, gross. Okay, I'm like for a minute thinking they put dye in it, but, you know, that's because I'm gullible. Jersey Mike's, the 1,200-plus sub shops are offering double points for their Shore Points Rewards program today.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
So and our Jersey Mike's is the best in the world.
Oh, man. It's great.
It's over there by Trader Joe's.
Locally
great
owned.
People. Bev.
Yes.
Yes, that's true. Okay, and by the way, they do a whole lot for veterans, the Jersey Mike's here. It's absolutely great. Now, a couple other things. Okay, that was happy stuff. Rotary Club International. I got a phone call on this and emails. Rotary Club International, which is run by a governor of 18 people, or an 18-member governor's board, three of which are Americans. The rest come from all over. It's 1.2 Rotary members. Went to 1.2 million Rotary members around the world. And, you know, you come in these little towns, a lot of times the only thing you see is that little Rotary club, you know, out there. And we've got like four Rotary clubs in Reading. Why do you have four Rotary clubs in Reading?
Well, but still. Okay. They do wonderful things. They do great things.
But I'm just, you know. But here's the thing, and this is why I got
usually
the phone
call. Usually
because
somebody gets mad and they break off and start their own. That's usually how these things happen with the Marines, too. Somebody got mad, broke off, and started another
Navy.
One.
Started the Navy. Okay. Started the Army.
Oh,
yeah, the Marines got mad. I just say, hey, look, your standards are too high. I'm going to go over here and start the Army. Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
Okay, moving right on. The so what they've done is the International Board of Governors voted to ban guns from Rotary.
Auctions and that kind of thing?
You can't auction them. You can't have gun shows, sponsoring of any gun-related events, accepting sponsorships from gun companies or gun shops. So that means if you've got like a, you know, and see, look what's big up here in Northern California. Mm-hmm. You have gun-related events. Now, you can sponsor things like turkey shoot and skeet, you know,
okay,
and trap. You can do that. But you can't have anything to do with, you know, with the, you know, the auction of guns. Or say, here's the thing, it's the raffle. You know how you can raffle?
So you wouldn't do like a firearm class.
You can't do it. Firearm classes, none of that kind of stuff. So people have been complaining. I mean, I've been getting emails, gotten phone calls. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously a lot of other people have complained too, including U.S. House Representative said, oh, I'm quitting Rotary. This is wrong. This is 15 people from not of the United States are voting to tell us that what we can do or not do with something that's a constitutional amendment, you know, a constitutional guarantee. Well, so now I guess the complaints have been enough that the Rotary Club International has maybe put this on hold. And he said, okay, if you got any events, if you have any events scheduled, continue with them, and we'll give more direction here. So just kind of hold what you got. You know?
Well,
are coming out with all this information, you know, this is how you should run your Rotary Clubs. Well, that's fine. You know, and this may work. This little thing may work to places that never have, you know, guns. But you get out into places like Oklahoma and Texas and, mm-hmm. you know, the West, where, you know, people do have raffles for guns, and it's the way they raise money. You know, like $10 a chance and you can buy – and you can, you know, a chance to win a shotgun or a rifle. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't do that.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you're saying this because, you know, we're – you know, pro-Second Amendment and the rights of all that. We're living in
the Constitution.
Well, yeah, we're living in Redding. Well, we have some friends that moved up here not too long ago, some good friends that are from the Long Beach area, and they said, this is very interesting. We're sitting at a table, and everybody at this table owns a gun, talking about guns. He said, this conversation would not transpire, and you would not be at a function, any kind of function, that would there be anything firearm. So there's certain places that are just, it is like Cootieville? To have guns anywhere near their organization.
I understand
the mentality.
But when you get into things like this,
I don't agree with it.
No, of course not. And frankly, it's wrong. However, they've gotten pushback from the American clubs, and they go, you know, this is not what this is. You know, you're stepping into things you shouldn't be stepping into right now. Anyway, we'll see what happens. We'll be following it. Like I said, I wouldn't even know about it. You know, we don't belong to Rotary. We know a lot of Rotary people. If it hadn't been for a couple of phone calls and some emails that I received, you know, that people were like pushing back.
Mm-hmm. I have a good one.
All right.
All right. So this guy.
Is this an Irish joke?
Well, he's got the chutzpah of an Irish person.
Okay.
American golfer Cody Gribble. Now, maybe that's an Irish.
No, I don't think so.
Gribble. Demonstrated remarkable bravery on Thursday by grabbing an alligator by its tail and ushered it off an Orlando golf course. He's only 26 years, taking part of the Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill when the stray alligator caught his attention mid-round. The reptile was lounging in the Orlando sun before the Texas-born golfer casually approached the creature in it order to shoo away the live hazard. I just think that's, you know.
Okay, I have played golf on the Navy base in Orlando. And you've got a par 3 that you shoot over a little lagoon. It comes out on the ground. And there's alligators in that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can see them. You know, not large alligators, but mm-hmm. you can still see them.
Yeah, but I mean, if they're like on basking on your ninth hole. Yeah,
if you hit one down in there, it's just kind of like, you know, I don't know if they make you, if you put it down there and there's alligators, I don't think they cost you a stroke.
What? Really?
Yeah, because you're not. I could go down and hit it down there, but there's an alligator there. Well, okay, look, it's not going to cost you a stroke. Just put it out over here and hit it. So, anyway.
Okay, well, there you go. So,
okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helper. Sharon Clark started this 10 years ago, this great business, and it is the finest place you're going to find for in-home health care, whether it's short-term or long-term. People recover faster and stay happier in their own homes. That's Home Helpers. Every one of their people are hand-selected, background checked, insured, bonded, all of it. Sharon Clark, Home Helpers, thoroughly, thoroughly recommend her and her services. 226-8350, right here in town, or look it up, Home Helpers, Redding, California.
Coming up after the break, we've got Kara Tennant,
our veterinarian of the station.
Well, I mean, we like to bring her in monthly and hear all the great things that she has to say about pet upkeep and what's happening and what's trending and all those good things. And maybe she'll talk a little bit about her interesting studies of bugs and stuff. It's always great to hear, like, an expert. We'll be right back, KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Protect yourself with Pirate Secret Premium Beard Oil, a legendary potion that keeps your beard smooth and your skin soft. It is the Cadillac of all premium beard oils. No other beard oil contains the protection from the elements like Pirate Secret. Your beard will be cleaner. Plus, it eliminates beard dandruff and can be used as moisturizing, naturally antiseptic aftershave. The best part is, it smells like adventure. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. Find out more at PirateSecret.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
NorCal Think Pink is hosting their second annual formal fundraising event, the Pretty in Pink Prom, Saturday, March 25th at the Holiday Inn. The goal of this event is to raise funds to expand the mission to educate the public of the importance of early detection throughout the whole year and in more rural communities in the North State. Enjoy hors d'oeuvres, cocktails, and of course, it wouldn't be a prom without dancing to the sounds of the Uptown Band. Purchase your tickets online at prettyinpinkprom.com or call Renee at 605-6889. And we'll see you at the Pretty in Pink Prom.
Oh, me father was an Ulsterman, proud Protestant was he. My mother was a Catholic girl from County Cork was she. They were married in two churches, lived happily enough, until the day that I was born and things got rather tough.
Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. Me father, he was orange, and me mother, she was green.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Oh, Bob, today, as we're all a little bit Irish, aren't we?
Well, your middle name is Reagan.
Reagan, and I am Irish. That's right. My clan was wiped out, unfortunately.
The potato famine.
No, not the potato famine. They were fighting for unity. The Reagan clan was there on the side of the winners. However, most of the clan was wiped out. But the Reagan name, and it's changed. It's R-A-G-O-N, like in mine, or R-E-G-A-N, or R-E-A-G-E-N. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all of them, you know, like Ronald Reagan and all that. Mm-hmm. So it's back wherever. We go back far enough, they're probably related somewhere back mm-hmm. there. Anyway, enough of that.
Well, what I want to say about that, dear, is that, you know, what is it about the Irish that no matter what happens and how hard they worked, they would just go to the pub and that's where those songs and the cheering of the beer and that you just got through it. Now, we forget about the Irish, the railroads, and some of the work, some of the, our country was built by when the Irish immigrants would come in. A lot of them would just work for whiskey and for cents a day. And you think about how, what's the word I want to say as far as these guys just being, have so much energy and such great strength, strength of the Irish. And they helped build a lot of America today and a lot of the railroads.
Well, I want you to know
and
that.
And shipyards.
Simon T. Pyman is on the air, well, on the chat room.
Always
listen
nice to
Dr.
KT.
Okay. Okay, now we've got that started again, taking the third of the show, talking about the Irish again. Dr. Kara Tennant.
Good morning. Good morning.
First aid for our fur babies.
That's right. So I thought we'd talk about first aid or basic first aid today. You know, what do you do if your pet is sick or injured and you're at home and you don't know what to do? So the first thing is we'll talk about seizures. So seizures, any pet can have a seizure. So a dog or a cat, anyone can have a seizure. And seizures happen for a whole variety of reasons. But when you're at home with your pet and you see your pet having a seizure, it is really scary.
Yeah.
As they're laying on their side, they're having full body tremors. They're not aware of their surroundings. And so you can't stop the seizure when you're at home with your pet, but what you can do is you can make sure that your pet is safe while they're having their full body tremors. And so make sure that they're not around sharp objects, you know, move them from, you know, like a sharp edge of a table, or make sure there are no toys around there. Animals don't choke or swallow their tongues like we might think they may. And so don't stick your hands anywhere close to their mouth because they can absolutely bite you and they have no idea that they're doing it because they do the jaw clenching mm-hmm. too. And also make sure you watch the clock because seizures tend to last anywhere between, you know, maybe a minute to 3 minutes or so. And that's normal, but anything beyond 5 minutes is very dangerous. And so if that happens, you need to take your pet immediately to the emergency clinic or to your veterinarian if it's during normal business mm-hmm. hours.
And you never are, but in case they are.
No, it's usually, you know, Sunday and 6 o'clock at night, right?
So what can bring on a seizure?
Oh, so seizures can
happen. It doesn't necessarily mean it's really bad. It could be just a one-time event.
It can be a one-time event, and we don't actually know why that happens. And it can happen in young dogs and animals can be epileptic. So dogs and cats can have epilepsy and really we diagnose epilepsy when we rule everything else out. So infectious disease can do that. So there's certain viruses that can do that. Parasites can do that.
Can they just be totally exhausted and have something like that happen to them or been really in a high stress?
Stress can do it. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, we thought
that Elk Killer had one time.
And
did she?
Well, yes. And
we're not sure. It was just,
I think she did, and it was a very short one, mm-hmm. and it freaked me out as well because we had a big dinner party, and she was, we put her in the back in the bedroom, and I think she was had anxiety so much from so many people in the house. That's why I think that what we've learned from that is that when there's a lot of people in and out, a lot of activity, and she was overwhelmed, is that we just go ahead and have her, our doggy sitter, take her away and not have her be part of that situation. She's gotten better, and we've had a couple past then that would be like dinner parties with a lot
Same
of people.
Same thing, but it only happened one time.
Oh,
but
boy.
I think
the next day
I think
when
it was
she
really kind of stress-induced mm-hmm. there, but she's never hit. It was never had one before or since.
So. Huh. But anyway, so.
But it can be brought by parasites. It can be brought by illness.
Yeah. What infections kind of and tumors.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, brain tumors.
Oh, my.
Never fun. Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay, yeah. So if it's 1 to 3 minutes, those can be expected. Mm-hmm. And then, but over 3 minutes or over 5 minutes, you need to get them to the emergency room.
Yeah, because they're having these full body convulsions and they cause the body temperature to increase.
Yes.
And then you have an animal who has a temperature that's way too high, and it can cause brain damage.
Ooh.
So it can be very dangerous.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
So you're just saying what you're trying to share with our listeners. Let me just see if I can repeat what I think I heard you say was keep them away. Look from 1 to 3 minutes is normal. 5 minutes is dangerous. Get them in because it can be life altering. Mm-hmm. Keep them away from anything that's sharp. Don't put your fingers in their mouth. Is that what you said?
That's perfect.
Okay. Well, I just want to
give them a little leather bone to bite down on.
Yeah. Let's not do that.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Don't do that.
Well,
let's that's for people.
Okay.
That's
right. So that's
pull their tongue out. No. Don't do any of that. Okay. You heard what you had to do. I'm sorry. I'm just confused.
Now, first aid. Let's also talk why we're there about heat.
Heat. Oh, my favorite, right? And you know, it's starting to get pretty warm.
Mm-hmm.
And we've already seen one case. You know, you think, oh, it's been 70 degrees.
Yes.
Maybe one day that was 80. It's not hot enough.
We can have
okay. Yeah, we've already seen one case. So heat stroke happens when you have an environment that's too hot for your pet, or your pet has been exercising in an environment where they can't cool down. And the only way, especially dogs and cats can get heat stroke too, but it's not as common because they usually will move to a cooler spot. Dogs like to, you know, they like to play until they, you know,
fall over. Yeah.
So you want to never ever keep your pet in the car, even with the windows down. Mm-hmm. That's dangerous. No matter what, it gets so warm in the car very fast. But if you're out walking around or you're playing with your dog or you're throwing the ball and your dog looks like he can't stop panting and he can't cool down, then that's a sign that he might be too hot. And so you'll want to cool him down. And they sweat through their feet, and also they lose heat through panting. And that's the only way they can lose heat.
Okay, so how do we cool him down?
So we can use cool water on their feet. You can use cool towels in the armpits and the groin area, but you want to change the towels out. You don't want to use ice because you don't want to cool them down too fast either, because they'll get a rebound hypothermia, and then you've got the problem where you're trying to warm them up, and it can be very, very dangerous.
Wow.
Well, what we'll do sometimes, what I'll do is if it's hot days, is I'll take a washcloth and you know, from cold water, and I will wipe her. You know, I'll just rub it all over her and her feet and her head and all this.
At home,
and you know, and the fan's blowing on her. So
yeah,
I think that kind of cools her off a little bit.
That
sometimes
does
too.
Yeah,
well, she's got these two layers of fur. I mean, she's
Pomeranian and Maltese. So I took her up to the doggy park. Speaking of the day, the one day it's rainy and it's 60, and the next day it's 85. You know what I mean? I took her up there on that sunny day. No big deal. You know, there's shade there and that kind of thing. And I just noticed her, like, panting. Wasn't running around with other dogs, just the sun and the heat. And I looked at her and I thought, wow, this is like that. I can only imagine I don't take her in the car except for to and from. And we're like a minute from the doggy park. Maybe it's 2 minutes. But anyway, so the very thing that you're talking about is that, you know, you've got to really be aware of the fact that we may think that we're going to the grocery store. We may think that we're going there, but our dogs, that temperature in the car, really when it's maybe 85 out, turns out to be 110.
Mm-hmm. And they have a whole coat of fur, too. Mm-hmm. So we may think it's pretty comfortable, but if we put a fur coat on, it's probably going to be pretty hot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there anything you put in their water, or is there anything that you recommend during the summer months that would be extra vitamin? I'm just openly asking, is there any vitamin extra, like we do D in the winter, more D? Is there something for pets?
Nope.
Okay.
Nothing for pets, as
just
long
lots
as
of
they're
water.
Yeah, lots of water. And in the summertime, you can throw some ice cubes in the water, too. Some dogs like to have
no electrolytes, huh?
You don't need to do electrolytes. I mean, if they're having diarrhea, throw some electrolytes in there. Pedialyte, Gatorade. Mm. That's fine.
Do you have a recommendation for when dogs get older, a certain kind of joint care? Is there some kind of thing that you can add to their food for joints?
You know, I love glucosamine in dogs and cats. I really feel like it's effective. Dogs respond really well. Glucosamine, though, isn't regulated. So, you know, you can go to the store and there are several.
Thousands of them.
Thousands of different types of glucosamine, and glucosamine is expensive. So you want to talk to your veterinarian about the best brand that actually says if 500 milligrams is in the tablet on the back of the bottle, then 500 milligrams is actually in the tablet rather than 20 milligrams, which is what they've found with a lot of these over-the-counter glucosamine supplements.
And you can go to Carry Animal. Do you carry it, Carry Animal?
We do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So will it say there, let's say if somebody doesn't have time or whatever and they would love to see you, but they can buy it, and then will it tell, you'll know, okay, you have a 17 or a 20 or a 50-pound dog. Yeah. What would be the best thing to do?
Yeah. So, and the great thing about glucosamine is you don't need a prescription for it. So you can get it. You can get it anywhere. You get it online. You can go to your local veterinarian. And most of the glucosamine will have the dose on the back of the bag. So you can go in and say, you know, my dog weighs 50 pounds. And then it has instructions on the back, too. So you don't it's very easy to use. And it's great for older pets.
Great.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Hey, look, we're going to take a break. We're with Dr. Kara Tenet from Care Animal Hospital. Up on the other end of Dana Drive. No, Hilltop.
Hilltop.
All the way up to Hilltop and Lake behind Bartle's Giant Burger in a nice big brand new type of office there.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Friendly people when you walk in, all that. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. They've got a great deal going on that if you give them a call at 241-3474 or 241-DISH and you say the words BTS 200, you can get a $200 gift certificate from B&T Satellite on your service. Not only that, but if you bring a veteran in, they get $100 off their service that's when they sign up, and you get $100 also. They've got so many great deals. They have a $39.99 packages. B&T Satellite has so many things going for them. It's locally owned, locally operated. Veteran Doug Tooley owns and operates B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite at 241-3474 or 241-DISH. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tenet.
The best part about spring is being able to spend more time outside. And what better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202. Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland. Join us Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m.
I've just come down from the Isle of Skye. I'm no very big and I'm awfully shy.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
All right, that song's about an Irish man
dancing in a kilt.
In a kilt. And he goes, Donald, where you been, lad? You know, it's a long story.
My girlfriend
sent... 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, we're here with Dr. Kara Tennant.
Yeah.
And
my girlfriend sent a picture, Facebook, of these two guys in their kilts doing yoga. And they were, you know, so yoga body fit. And they were doing it like, and the waterfalls and the rocks that would make you feel like you were in the highlands. And then when they stood their handstands, their little cheeky butts, they were wearing nothing under those kilts. You didn't see the front side, but still they were so – and the way that they would do, you know, like the real – anyway, it makes me think about kilts and St. Patrick's Day. It
makes me think about veterinarian stuff that where you have our veterinarian
–
once a month you're talking about
the
guys
it.
In kilts doing handstands.
Yeah, but she's looking at me. She gets it, you know. I mean, she's into fitness.
I like a good story with a kilt.
Yes, absolutely. We had a guy here that used to wear a kilt. One of our engineers.
Bill Maston bought a kilt.
Yeah. Engineers wore
just never mind. Yes. Let's just go moving right along.
I have several kilts.
You have kilts?
Oh. Hmm.
I used to be a Scottish Highland dancer.
Oh.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
My whole family has kilts.
Are you going to dance today?
I will probably break myself if I dance today.
Well, that's Scottish. This is Irish. This is an Irish thing.
It's Irish.
It's Irish today, even though that. Jeez. Okay, let's just go right on, McTavish. Let's go to Kara O'Tennant.
Okay.
Dr. Kara O'Tennant. Okay, poisoning.
Poisoning. So animals are very sensitive.
Segway.
God, how do we do this? Okay.
They're very sensitive. So there are things that we can take that they cannot. There are things that they'll eat that can kill them. And it's always a little hard to tell, or it's hard to know everything that is dangerous for your pet, right? So say you're taking medication and you find an empty bottle and you really remember that bottle being full and now it's empty and you think your pet ate everything. And it's, you know, 6 o'clock on a Sunday, and you don't know what to do. So, animal poison control is the best thing to do for medications and plants and things like that. They have this massive database, but you do have to be prepared. There's a fee for it.
Have your credit card ready.
Yeah. And I think it's something like $65, mm-hmm. $75. And the great thing about that is when you're talking to the veterinarian, they give you a case number. And so then when you come to your regular vet, we can access that. We can call them. We can talk to them because a lot of these medications we're not familiar with either because they're human medications.
Oh, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. That's great.
Yeah.
News.
So it makes it really helpful for us. Yeah. So if Animal Poison Control's number is 888-426-4435. And that's something that would be a great idea to have on your refrigerator. Also have the phone number of your regular vet and also the emergency clinic. And here in Reading, there's only one emergency clinic, you know, within an hour radius.
So it's you go to Animal.
That's the one on Noriko, right?
You go to Animal.
The one on Hilltop. So we're on the north end of Hilltop and they're on the south end of Hilltop. And so that's VCA Asher.
When you go to Animal, what is it again? Let's the website. If you've got an absolute emergency, you can't get into somebody, you go to Animal.
Animal poison control.
Poison control. I'm writing it down. And the phone number?
The hotline is 888-426-4435.
All right.
So what you'll need is you'll need the name of the medication or the name of the cleaner or, rat poison or, whatever you think your pet ate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's incredibly helpful, too, because then we know what the ingredients are and then we can look it up. And Animal Poison Control can mm-hmm. look it up, too.
Do you find that while people are planting now and some people are doing Roundup and they're doing different kinds of mulches and different kinds of just enhancements for their growing process now, that there's toxins and poisons in those that you keep your pet away from?
There can be, and Roundup is toxic, so you don't want your pet around that. But most of the fertilizers actually are not, and if they happen to eat some, then usually we see just gastrointestinal upset, mm-hmm. so vomiting or diarrhea. Which is good to know, because what happens is, someone will go out, they'll fertilize their lawn, and then it'll start raining, and then it's running off, and the dogs are drinking it.
There you go.
So we see a lot of upset stomach from that.
Okay.
But really not too much. I mean, honestly, we see a lot of, like rat poison,
mm-hmm.
and that's incredibly toxic, and it tastes good to dogs. And they can dive really fast, and so you have to be really careful type that you use.
Moles and you have outside mice and everything. So we always, we have the full, 360 around the house.
Mm-hmm.
But they put it in the
metal container.
They put it in a metal container that dogs and cats can't get into, but only like mice and things can.
That's good.
Yeah, because of that reason.
Oh my goodness.
And when our dog's out and I see her and she jumps in the bushes and I see her eating something, I get a little worried because, mm-hmm. She's never even gotten sick or anything like this.
Mm-hmm.
But you always wonder, did, somebody throw something in the back there or,
She's rolling in kitty poop.
She doesn't do that around me. She only does it around Linda.
Okay.
So, anyway. Okay. So that's...
Can't resist.
Okay. Bleeding.
Bleeding. So if your pet has a wound and they're bleeding massively and you're out in the middle of nowhere, you have to go 45 minutes before you get to your vet or an hour or whatever, you want to apply pressure. And you don't want to apply pressure and then wait, 30 seconds and then check it to see if it's stopped bleeding, because you have to wait for it to clot. So you're going to wait anywhere between 3 and 5 minutes for it to clot. If it's a spurting wound, keep that covered. Don't check it. Sometimes you can even put on a tourniquet, but tourniquets work the way they do in people. You don't want to keep a tourniquet on for a really long time. But if it is like a big gushing spurting wound where you think you've got an artery that's been that's been cut, then you can put a tourniquet on.
Mm-hmm.
You can tie it with a t-shirt, a sock, anything like that. You want to go above where the wound is.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the pressure goes, just keep the pressure on there. It takes 3 to 5 minutes to form a good clot, and then you can get your pet.
What about the clotting stuff you can buy for people? They should work on your animals too, right?
I don't know about that stuff. I did hear that...
We used to call it kitty litter, that if we had a gaping wound, we just pour the stuff in there. What it does is it cauterizes it, but it takes a doctor to get it out. But there's stuff now you can buy bandages with clotting, with clotting material, and you put it in and it helps the blood coagulate quickly.
I need to look that up.
But it's for people, but I can't imagine why you couldn't use it on animals too. I mean, it probably has the same same qualities.
I'm going to need, I need to look into that
up,
and find
look
out.
Look up on the blood, I mean, you can buy it down at, Sportsman's
Walgreens
Warehouse or Walgreens. Or any of the that it's a clotting medicine that's put in bandages to help it clot quickly.
Anyway,
the early stuff was it looked like kitty litter.
I don't
dump
see why
it in.
Not.
Yeah.
Oh no. As long as you're going to your vet, right?
Yeah.
Well,
and it takes if you use the heavy stuff now, they've got new stuff now, but the other stuff only a doctor could really take care of it then, because what it did was cauterize the wound. As soon as the blood hit it, it just It was a chemical reaction.
Oh, well,
now, the
you
new
think
stuff,
it burns?
The new stuff, well, back in those days. But the new stuff, it's already in the bandages and everything. And you can wrap it around. Just,
We should look to see if there's anything
I've got it in my bags.
Talking to Kara Tennant, who is the leading veterinarian at Care Animal Hospital. And you've got also some new staff.
I do have new staff.
Let's talk about that for a little bit. We've got about a minute left.
Let's talk about it for the next 1 minute.
let's talk a little bit more about what you've got new at the Care Animal Hospital.
So I do have two new doctors. So mm-hmm. we hired a doctor in November, mm-hmm. And she likes exotics. So she likes the, the hamsters and the rabbits and the reptiles. And then I also have another doctor who's working a few days a week for me, and he's doing surgery. And he grew up in this area, so he knows, he knows everyone. He knows all the. He's worked at all the clinics.
Fantastic.
Here. Yeah, and then we are hiring another one who's coming out.
Wow.
Probably in the summertime. So then I'll have three full time and then two part time.
Fantastic. Well, Dr. Kara Tennant, we appreciate you when you come on every month here and give us updates. You gave us some valuable information about the strokes and the bleeding and the first aid and poisoning and just so many wonderful things. And again, your phone number and your location.
Yeah, it's right on the north end of Hilltop, 20 Hilltop Drive, and the phone number is 244-2287.
Thank you so much for being with us. And we're going to have the Good News Rescue Mission joining us right after the break for the news.
Talk radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Move in the direction of patient-centered health care, where patients and families and docs are making medical decisions and not the federal government.
Price spoke to reporters before a sit-down with House Republicans today. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says it could be necessary to take preemptive military action against North Korea if that country's nuclear threat continues to grow. It's a topic Tillerson says could also come up in his upcoming talks with China.
North Korea is now pursuing programs that would allow them to present a clear threat to continental United States and to other parts of the world. So we will be discussing with China what we believe they should be doing to help mitigate this threat as well.
Past U.S. administrations have considered military force because of North Korea's development of nuclear weapons. Rarely has that option been so openly expressed as it was today by Tillerson in Seoul, South Korea. U.S. factories cranked out more auto, steel, and computers in February. Here's correspondent Jeremy House.
The Federal Reserve says factory production rose a seasonally adjusted 0.5% last month from January. Mining output rose 2.7% in February, paced in part by more oil and gas drilling. Utility production fell 5.7% as unseasonably warm weather reduced the need for heating. Overall, industrial production, which includes manufacturing, mining, and utilities, was unchanged in February.
That's Jeremy House reporting. A look at the numbers on Wall Street right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average struggling a bit. It's down by 9 points. The high-tech NASDAQ is off by 7, and the S&P 500 down by just 2 points. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-566-2424. That's 1-800-566-2424. 1-800-566-2424. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission says it's still working at trying to get all the details about a hoverboard that apparently caught fire, a fatal fire that burned down a home in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
CPSC does not know the make or model of this hoverboard, but that is one of the most important things that we are working to find out,
says a concerned Scott Wolfson, a spokesman for the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
And one of the reasons why that's so important is that there was a major recall last July of 500,000 hoverboards. What we would like to know, is this one of the previously recalled hoverboards? If it's not, then we need to look closer at what this brand is involved in this fire.
And the fire in this case apparently killed two children. Chipotle, trying to revive its fortunes after being rattled by a food safety scare, now says a third of its board members plan to leave the company when their terms expire in May. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com. Correspondent Charles de la Desma reports gold coins worth a large sum of money have been found inside an old piano.
A coroner has sent out a rare call. He wants to find out about a piano built in London in 1906, and in particular, who owned it before 1983. The reason? When the piano's new owners took it to be tuned last year, a hoard of gold sovereigns minted between the mid-19th and early 20th centuries, and now worth a lot of money, were found inside the instrument. If the gold's owner or heirs can't be traced, the trove will be declared treasure, and the piano's owners reap the reward.
That's Charles de la Desma. Slammers are tough to sell. A recent national study has found that at least 94 state correctional facilities have been shut down since 2011, and only a few have been sold. Developers say cell blocks and dormitories tend to be too expensive to tear down and too restrictive to put to very many new uses. More of these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Play Counts Custom Blackjack at Wind River Resort and Casino for your chance to win a custom 1971 Chevy C10. Play every day and earn a drawing ticket for every blackjack dealt. Double your chances on Friday, March 17th from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Drawing for the custom 1971 Chevy C10 is March 18th at 10 p.m. Play Blackjack at Wind River Resort and Casino, where you can hit it all night long. For Counts Custom Truck Drawing, details and rules, visit windriver.com. If truck is won before drawing, drawing is canceled. Blackjack is better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning! Here we are on Friday, St. Patrick's Day, on our, you know, Carl socializes. He gets lost out there, and I'm like, okay, it's showtime.
Hi, Lassie. It's Carl. It's Carl Reagan Obot.
Carl Reagan Obot.
Ah, good morning, everybody.
It's 7 minutes, Day.
7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here in the little bit of Ireland that we have in our studio here at Free Fire Radio. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we, of course, are streaming live at KCNR1460.com everywhere in the world, including Ireland. They're probably dancing right now on bars. And I went to an ale house, and I used to frequent. I told the landlord, me money was spent. That's on the loss. Okay. Hey, before we get started here, let's talk to Susan Eastman.
Good morning, Susan, our Wells Fargo advisor.
Susan, there will be no Blarney going on today. Is that right?
Good morning. The luck of the Blarney Stone to you. Happy St. Patty's Day.
Happy St. Patty's
Day. Well, the major averages are starting out in the red this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 11 points at 20,922. The S&P 500 off a point at 2,380. And the NASDAQ Composite losing 9 points at 5,891. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Amgen down $12.07 a share at $168.10. Microsoft up 35 cents, trading at $64.98. Tesla up $1.22 at $263.37. For local stocks of interest, Target up a penny at $54.60. PepsiCo down 2 cents at $111.12. And AT&T up 3 cents, trading at $42.47. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 2.51%. And over to commodities, gold is down 40 cents an ounce at $12.29, silver off 3 cents at $17.37 per ounce, and crude oil up 4 cents, trading at $49 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you. Susan O. Eastman here on St. Patrick's Day giving really super advice. Have a great day, Susan.
Thank you, too.
You bet. Okay, now Susan is the first vice president of investments there for Wells Fargo Advisors. She's located at 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give her a call at 243-7561. I tell you what, she is a very knowledgeable person, a very, very intelligent person. Now, in the last half hour, we were talking about clotting agents. And about these, they're blood stoppers. And so there's things that's called quick clot, or quick, I'll get it here in a second.
You went to firstaidproduct.com.
Yeah, it's quick clot. And it's a clotting sponge or clotting bandages that you can put on wounds. Some, you know, minor wounds.
Or humans. We're not sure about animals yet.
Yeah, we're not sure about animals, but you should be able to use them on animals. But you should have one. If you've got a first aid kit, you need to take a look at it, because if you don't have a clotting sponge in there, in case of something that's a little bit larger, you know, that you take, it takes a chunk out of you.
A knife wound.
Well, it could be a knife. Or how about this? How about a lawnmower accident that somebody gets their finger or their gets their toe?
Can happen.
And, you know, you put something on there, you've got to stop the bleeding, and these things help stop the bleeding. You got to read the instructions and everything.
Or a horse, you know, if if you live out someplace, you can
put
you
it
know,
on. You can put it on animals, you know, but you've got to take
a horse
check
wound.
Your,
you may have a horse wound. You just
you
never know how you're going to get a.
I have horse
ripped
wound.
Ripped or.
Yeah, the time you ripped my ear off. I put a clotting agent on it, and it helped until they could sew it back on. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive right here, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman that can fix any type of watch. And this is a good time to go down there and buy an emerald. Why? Because it's St. Paddy's Day. Our guest, Ken, is going to go down there, and he's going to go down and buy an emerald, he said, right after the show, and present it.
Shamrock.
Well, it's going to be a shamrock emerald.
With
it's
emeralds.
It's going to be an emerald with shamrocks on it.
For my wife, for
her
birthday.
For your birthday. Yeah. There you go, there you buddy. Go. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225.
Which is tomorrow,
Drive.
By the way.
Oh, boy. She's a March baby. Yeah. Okay.
Happy birthday, hon.
Aww, happy birthday, hon.
That's great.
There you go.
And
you
with us this morning.
You let him walk out without green on today, though.
That's her birthday present.
That was it. So people have been coming up and pinching him.
And where did that begin? Pinch if you don't wear green.
Oh, I don't know.
I have to look that up.
Okay. Ken White.
Good morning.
How are you doing? Good News Rescue Mission. The
I'm
development
great.
Director out there.
Yes. Yes. It's okay. it's a great morning.
It's a good morning to be Irish. Okay. It's a good morning just to be alive. All right. Buddy, what's going on out there?
Oh, man. You know, it's funny. There's a lot going on. And I was getting in, driving in on getting ready for the show this morning, I'm thinking about all the good stuff that's happening in our community. You know, we focus, I feel like sometimes in our community, we've had so many challenges that we tend to get a little discouraged in facing, some of these challenges, and we see the challenges and we don't see the solutions as often. And it was really encouraging to me as I started kind of looking around and seeing all the great things that have been happening. If you look at downtown Reading, for instance, there's, the building right next to you guys went up with it houses Kobe's within the last 10 years or so.
It went up,
you remember what year?
Yeah, well, it was had to have been around 2008.
Yeah,
because we started here on 2009, mm-hmm. and I don't think they had opened up yet.
Yeah,
but they were in the battle, and Brent Weaver was coming over, right. and you can't even imagine what he was saying about the city and the permitting process.
Yeah.
He doesn't say that anymore.
Well, he took some action, and you know, there you go. There's an example of again somebody
Larry
who decided
Vopple.
To take some
Larry,
action.
Larry Vopple's in there now.
Larry Vopple's doing a great job. We've worked with their office with the building projects right now for the mission to
He's
improve and
things.
Expand our shelters. You got the Shasta College you know, just went in not too long ago. You've got I was looking at this the other day, and I could be wrong on my numbers, but there's going to be close to three quarters of $1 billion being spent in downtown with the courthouse, and then Daniel Knott's project, the K2 development project.
And by the way, Daniel Knott's going to be on our show next Wednesday.
Yeah, that's
next,
great.
Next week we're going to do a lot of. Taking back Reading.
Yeah,
we're going to do a remote from the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah,
their new building.
Well,
here
that
in
was
town.
One of the things I was going to talk about.
That's
the fact
great.
That they went
we're
in.
We're going to have Daniel Knott in here. We're going to be talking, you know, taking back Reading and what we're going to do as a community
to push out and to make our city something. You know,
right.
We can't rely on politicians or tax raises.
No, we've got and I'm just really excited. You know, as I look at the mission and the role we're playing in the community. You know, a few years ago, the rumor was going around that we were part of the problem. And what I'm excited to tell people is that, you know, we've been working closely with a lot of these folks to try and bring solutions around some of the problems that they're having. We've got our guest giving back program, which we ask our guests who are staying and our overnight guests with us to go out and volunteer for community projects. And they do. And they've cleaned up hundreds of thousands of pounds of trash over the last 2 years and gone out to homeless camps and cleaned up the garbage out there. You know, we're talking buckets full of needles with groups like Shasta Support Services and Rotary Clubs. So there's just a lot of good things happening, and I just was thinking we really need to focus on that and really share that story with folks and make sure people know there's some movement in our community. There's some good things going on.
Before we take our break, you were starting to say, besides the fact that you have the courthouse, I want the list. You were talking about the millions of dollars that are going to be coming into that we're going to see changes in the downtown area.
Right.
Let's do that right before we take a break and go down that list.
Well, the ones I can just think of off the top of my head, you know, you got the courthouse, which they've estimated to be, you know, over $500 million.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the Daniel Knott project, which, if I'm not mistaken, is close to $40 million.
Mm-hmm.
It's between $35 and $40 million. You know, you've had the building right here that Kobe's went in, the new white building that went in across from Corbett's. You've got the building just down about two blocks and across the street. I think that was also a Brent Weaver project.
Yeah, Weaver.
And
multi-use building.
You know, and then the Cascade Theater, 20 years ago, they renovated that. I mean, just piece slowly. It hasn't
right.
been.
People
it's
talking,
not. It's yeah. not happening. You know, like overnight. But man, there seems to be some momentum building.
Right.
And just really excited by that.
Believe in your downtown area. Okay, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're very excited to have Ken White from the Good News Rescue Mission. What's going on there? This portion of the show is brought to you by, and we do. This is a testimonial. Alliance Heating and Air. We use them. We've had a new system put in by them. We've had a hot water system put in by Alliance Heating and Air. They, you know, really Martin and his gang are people, you know, want to stay local where you really know the folks. They have been here for over 20 years. Amazing people. 221-2642 or go to homecomfort.org. That's Alliance Heating and Air. They have brought to you are this portion of the show. And we're going to be right back after these messages. Good Friday, St. Patrick's Day, KCNR 1460.
800 number. You've heard that. Call the local guys at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH. Hi, guys. This is Hannah. When you call B&T Satellite, you will get $300 off new service when you mention promo code BTS200. On top of your savings, you will be helping one of our referred local veterans get $100 off their service. Let's repeat that. Call 241-3474. B&T Satellite, mention promo code BTS200 and get $300 off your new service. So one more time to recap, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474 to get $300 off new service, and a referred local veteran, veteran's family, or widow will get $100 off their service because of you. Call now. Check us out online at btsatellite.com or on Facebook. You owe it to yourself to check out these huge savings. Now's the time. Call 241-3474 and ask for details. B&T Satellite, your local authorized DISH dealer. Friends serving friends locally.
The Shasta College Theater Arts Department presents Shasta College's 2017 spring play, Larry Shue's comedy, The Foreigner. Winner of 2 Obie Awards and 2 Outer Circle Critics Awards, The Foreigner is set in a fishing lodge in rural Georgia, oft visited by a British demolition expert, Froggy LeSueur. This time, Froggy brings a friend, a pathologically shy man by the name of Charlie, who is completely overcome at the thought of making conversation with strangers. So Froggy tells everyone that Charlie is from an exotic foreign country and speaks no English. Hilarity ensues as the plot unfolds in Shasta College's spring production of The Foreigner. Curtain opens for The Foreigner on March 10th at the Shasta College Theater and runs through March 19th. Tickets are available online at shastacollege.edu/theater or by calling the box office at 242-7573. That's 242-7573. Tickets also available at the box office 1 hour prior to the start of the event.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
My father rebuked me for being such a rake and for spending me money on whiskey and cakes. Hey. But the lassies are sweet and it's all for their sakes, and it keeps me light-hearted and merry.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Yeah, it is St. Patty's Day today. St. Patrick's Day. And this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. You're not going to find a better place in town to buy guns or any types of accessories with your guns, ammo, everything, right at Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated, has discounts for veterans. You can get classes there in CCW. Super, super customer service. You're not going to find a better place. This is where we buy our guns, Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. All right, we have a giveaway here. But you got to earn it. You can't just call. You got to come in with an answer. Here it is.
Jared's
I have
standing
a $25
by.
Gift certificate to Shameless O'Leary's. And if you aren't fired up on this one, you can go down to Shameless O'Leary's with your $25 gift card. Have corned beef and cabbage you can have, or just slam beers back and yell, it's good. Up the Irish! Up the Irish! Now,
it takes some friends with you. You don't want
to. But you need to.
Slam that
you need
much.
To be able to answer this question. St. Patrick of Ireland, the patron saint of Ireland, was known for a number of things. But you have to tell, you have to call in and say, what is he famous for? What did he do? But don't bring up driving the snakes out of Ireland. That one doesn't count. St. Patrick, patron saint of Ireland, was known for doing two things in Ireland. If you come up with one of those answers, you win a $25 gift certificate.
So we're taking your calls right now. We're putting you live on the air, 605-4567. Jared is standing by. We're going to take a caller, 605-4567, if you want that $25 gift certificate for Shameless O'Leary's.
Yeah, don't make me use it later on today. All right. Our guest is Ken White from the Good News Rescue Mission. And he's got he had the answers. He knew what it was.
Yes.
And so they're not incredibly.
But you didn't give me a gift card. Man, I'm just so hurt.
No, you're part of the
We're waiting for the calls to come
in.
Show.
Okay. Now, they're looking it up is what's going on. Okay. The Good News Rescue Mission is we're talking about downtown. Now, let's just – one of the problems that we have downtown is that we have a number of homeless transients downtown.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're laying on the sidewalk. Sometimes they're just congregating in parks.
Right.
This is a problem.
Right.
So – but I know that you all are trying to – help with this thing too.
Yeah, you know, and the misconception that was created about I've heard the rumor since I started the mission in 08 that we were the ones bringing everybody into the downtown and that we were the problem, but we started because there was a problem in 1964, and back then, you know, the I-5 corridor hadn't been completed, so 99 was the route through Reading at that time, and 273 and Market Street, that was the way you got through town. So when I-5 was developed downtown, just like a lot of other cities, you know, experienced basically a degradation, and so a lot of these hotels went from being the top of the line, the place you wanted to stay, to being the rent by the month, low income, and in some cases brothels, and you know, all the other stuff that you really don't want to see in a downtown, and it just continued over the last 30-40 years, and then in the last 5 or 10 we've had so many other things happen that have contributed to this problem. We had the legalization of marijuana, and I'm very blunt about that. You know, my personal political position, if you want to call it that, is that that has created a lot of problems within our community. We had a lot of collective spring up, no internal regulation here within the community, and that just created a lot of problems. And then we had the recession. And these aren't necessarily in order, but all of this within a short period of time, we had the recession hit. That just put a lot of people who were right on the bubble going month to month, put them out on the street, or they left the area to look for work. And then on top of that, we had AB 109 and the release of over 800, prisoners back to the Redding community who have just really gone back to a life. Many, not most, but many have gone back to a life of crime. And where do they stay? Many of them stay in these downtown hotels, and many of them stay in the apartments. Not that all of those people that stay there are bad, but you have a heavy concentration of people who that's their lifestyle, and they've fallen into a cycle of poverty and addiction and bad behavior that just continues. And so, and then we've had other challenges on top of that. We had a prescription drug epidemic. And when they finally got that kind of under control, the drug cartels started shipping heroin in. And now heroin is overtaking methamphetamine as the number one drug on the street here in Redding. And so you have all of those things. If you ever saw the movie The Perfect Storm, you had all these storms Sure. coming from different directions, and they all kind of converged in one area. All of those things converged right here in Redding and in much of the western part of the United States. And so we weren't immune to any of that here locally, and all of that has fomented the increase in crime and transients and just this general feel in our area that, man, we've just been overrun. What's going on? So that's why I'm encouraged, though, when you look at what's happened in the last, say, 10 years, 5 to 10 years, what's happening now is that we're seeing a rebuttal to that, if you will, within our community. And we're seeing investors pour money into downtown Redding. We're seeing developers take an interest. We saw the city council and the planning commission a few years ago eliminate the height restrictions on buildings so people can go up. So your piece of dirt now, in downtown has a lot more potential because you can go up instead of out. So you could build a bigger building with more office space for less, for less money because the dirt's the same price. But Now you can make something more valuable on it. So there's a lot of great things happening in downtown, and I've seen all these businesses start to relocate downtown. You guys relocated in here into the downtown, and so some really great stuff happening. And I'm just really encouraged by that because I know Jonathan, our director's heart and my heart at the mission is that we want to break the cycle of poverty, not just by giving people meals and a place to sleep, but by providing opportunity. Giving them education, which we do. We have an academic center, and we've helped in the last 2 years over 100 people find jobs. So those types of things are going to break the cycle of poverty and get people back on their feet and get them into a situation where they find hope and the opportunity, and they recognize that God's got more for them than the lifestyle that they've been choosing.
And this is why we support the mission. Again, you were talking about your programs, and the programs are so, very important as far as teaching, helping somebody to pull them up and to teach them a way, give them hope in a way that is going to get them out of this cycle. I mean, I saw this guy walking down the street the other day, and he could hardly walk, and I kept thinking, oh, my God, he's about ready to fall and probably crack his head open. What do you do with somebody like that? This was what my mind was. Yeah. I was en route to someplace, right. And I thought, and he didn't look like he looked like an old surfer dude.
Yeah,
many
of them are. They dropped out in the '60s or whatnot, and so they're just. Maybe dropped a little too much acid or whatever, and so now their brains are working.
We have
a winner.
We have a winner, but they don't want to come on the line. Come on the line. You've got the right answer. We checked.
Brave.
You've got the right answer.
Come on.
Now ask him again or her if they want to come on.
Come on. Come
We're
going to
cheer you. We're
going
to ring the bell. We're going to
tell us how you know and what you know and all that. There's two answers. I want to know which one you. Yeah, come on.
We just want to know which one you
Engage.
Got.
Engage. Come on.
Be on the show. This is your chance.
Yeah.
You don't even
we
have to give your name.
We
okay?
need you to engage with us. All right. But
$25 for Shameless O'Leary.
We got a couple things going on here at the same time. It's your game. We're game.
Anyway,
this is life.
Okay. We're cool.
Well,
No,
nope,
still not going to do it. I love it. We have a winner.
Well, you know what? That's part of winning the $25 card.
No.
All you have to do is come on and just say it. Come on,
just
say what
the answer
is. And you've got it. And then you can hang up. No, no, we've got to come back in.
Is it someone's wife? Or is it like our neighbor or something?
Is it somebody we know? Okay.
It's probably my wife.
They're not going to come on. No. Is it male or female?
Are we playing 20 questions now? triangulate their cell phone.
Because we know they're like, okay. Making up awesome. Okay.
Mickey.
Hey.
Awesome.
All right. Now that we know who you are, just come on and say it.
Awesome.
And which was the answer that you
All right.
gave? Okay.
Mickey,
okay.
Great job. The Trinity.
The Trinity. Okay.
The Trinity. You had,
so that was the, what was the answer?
The Trinity. That was the answer.
The shamrock.
The shamrock.
Okay,
Mickey
so.
Mickey got the answer.
So when you look at a shamrock, St. Patrick would use the shamrock as the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. So that was his. That
his
was
metaphor.
The, his trilogy was in the leaves of the shamrock.
There it is.
Three and one.
We do it. 3-1. Okay, Nikki, because you got the answer, you don't want to come on the air. We're not going to torture you. So Nikki won.
And they would.
Yeah, we will. But what we've done is we have your phone number. We're gonna find you and we're gonna put shamrocks in your front yard.
Today. There you go.
Come by the station today and pick your card up so you can use it today if you like. Take some
there
friends out to Shameless O'Leary's.
Okay, so the winner is – okay, the two answers were that St. Patrick introduced Christianity mm-hmm. to Ireland, but the other one was is that he used the shamrock as an analogy for the Holy Trinity, and she had that.
Awesome.
Good job, Nikki, except you wouldn't come on the air.
And Ken knew it.
I did.
And
you
Ken
did.
Knew it, yep. And Joe outside knew it, too.
Yeah.
McKenna.
Joe McKenna.
Joel McKenna.
Joel
yeah.
McKenna. Another good Irish name. All right.
All right. So thanks for being with us on this portion of the show. We're going to take a break. We've got Ken White from the Good News Rescue Mission here on KCNR. This portion of the show is brought to you by Dandelion, located at 1322 Pine Street, my favorite boutique in all of the North State. Lots of gifts for that hard-to-buy friend, or not even that. You just walk in and you are going to have a one-stop shop. The gals there will personally shop for you. Wonderful place. Spring is coming. Colors, beautiful, very well-price-pointed, and that kind of thing. So go check it out. That's Dandelion. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460 on this beautiful St. Patrick's Day.
What will they do with the drunken sailor? What will they do with the drunken sailor? What will they do with the drunken sailor early in the morning? Way, hey.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Tarzan, the live musical adventure is coming to the Cascade Theatre stage.
Don't miss this unforgettable theatrical experience with high-flying excitement and heart-pumping music by rock legend Phil Collins. Tarzan swings into the Cascade Theatre March 31st through April 9th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade Box Office 243-8877 or cascadetheatre.org.
The best part about spring is being able to spend more time outside. And what better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202. Linda Bott, Bruce Kahlen, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
I went into an alehouse that I used to frequent, and I told the landlady me money was spent. I asked her for credit, but she answered me nay. Such a custom as yours I can get any day.
No, never, no more will I play the wild rover. Yet never, no more.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Yeah, I didn't spend a lot of my formative years as a young Marine in Irish bars in Washington, D.C.
I was going to say, I am very impressed.
We were lieutenants, and we'd be down in Old Town Alexandria, and they had Murphy's, and they had several bars there that were all Irish, and they'd bring in these Irish, singers on the weekends.
Oh, that's
so you'd
awesome.
Go in there, and you'd just be having a great, everybody be singing Irish songs and and donating to the IRA, to the resistance, and all this.
That's not true. Hey,
take up a collection for the resistance.
Trying to be politically correct here. Now, why
some
is
some guy
it?
Was saying that, and he was taking it home and spending it on beer,
he was
right?
Taking it home. Anyway, Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Just saw DC the other day. He's had an operation on his knee. He's coming back, and everything there is great. Best place in the world to get a haircut. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors and veterans. You're not going to find a better place. Better known business.
And you're wondering why, if you're not wearing green, why you get pinched. Now,
why is that?
Our friend
Ken
White
keeps telling us in the break. She's going to tell us. I'm dying to hear this.
Well, if I can get a breath, let me get a little moment here. It's my moment. If you forget to wear green on St. Patty's Day, don't be surprised if you get pinched. No surprise. It's an entirely American tradition that probably started around the 1700s. St. Patrick revelers thought wearing green made one invisible to leprechauns, fairy creatures who would pinch anyone they could see, anyone not wearing green. People began pinching those who didn't wear green as a reminder that leprechauns would sneak up and pinch green abstainers.
So that explains it.
Yeah, you're going to get pinched by a leprechaun. So if you get bit in the hiney.
Not going anywhere with that one.
You're going to have a leprechaun attached to your butt.
Yeah. Oh, okay. My word.
Here's another one coming in from the chat room. Most important thing was he was not Irish. Well, he wasn't. He was English. That was had been kidnapped, stolen as a young man by pirates. And spent 6 years of his life in Ireland, and he escaped and went back, and then he came back again.
Roman Britain.
That's right. So St. Patrick is not Irish. That's why we all get to drink today. Okay. We're here with Ken White from Good News Rescue Mission, and we're talking about the revitalization.
By the way, we do have a recovery program for all
say,
of those
it's
who,
so weird.
Who maybe partake a little too much tonight.
We're having we're discussing the downtown coming back. But we're also discussing the problems we're having with all the people who are here. You can say, if we didn't have the Good News Rescue Mission, we wouldn't have this problem. Well, I think if we didn't have the rescue, and this is my opinion, if we didn't have the Good News Rescue Mission, we'd have a worse problem.
I would agree with you on that one.
I think that what I see is that, every place I go to, everybody's got a problem, either a little bit less, a little bit more. But when you look at we're the county seat. We're the most populous city in the county. We have lots of things that we give away here. and it's not at Good News Rescue Mission. We give it right away at the Health and Human Services. We have it. We have free lunches out at the library. Now, you know why that's allowed? I don't know. I mean, I understand. Oh, we got to help people. No, what you're doing is you're feeding people out there instead of having them get into programs.
Yeah,
and that's, I think, is the bottom line. We need a mental health program in this town. That, I mean, truly opening up a facility where we can bring people in. We need a sobering center.
Right.
We need a places like this. We need a program that, as people want to be helped, the Good News Rescue Mission takes that and moves them on in their life. And but there's other places too that with a sobering center, that when people finally, you know, I want to clean up my life, that they can go on from too.
Yeah.
So no, there's room for all these, but we need to have it some kind of coordination on this.
And like I said, there's momentum building. Sometimes it's just the smallest first step that helps. So for instance, when April of France and she had a group of community leaders, mm-hmm. who got together and put together the Safe City Project, mm-hmm. and they met with a variety of community leaders and came up with 11 initiatives. The 11th was one that, you know, they thought just couldn't fall off the list. They were only going to bring out 10, but the 11th was a Journey Home program. They wanted a program where folks who felt trapped in Reading without opportunity could get home or back to a family or wherever it was that they had opportunity that didn't exist here. And they just couldn't drop that one from the list. So they added it and made it an 11 initiative. Well, guess which one is really the only one to take off at this point since that list came out?
That was the Journey Home program,
which the mission was helped initiate with April, and they coordinated with her
Joe Wong,
a community leader who was very supportive. And that program is still operating. 2 years later, we've sent over 200 people back home to wherever they wanted to go, to their families. We vet each one. We make sure they've got somebody on the other end to help them get back on their feet, most of which have gone on and found employment or a network of support that can encourage and get them out of the cycle of poverty.
Any of them come back?
There's been a couple, but very, very, very few. And the accountability built into that is that if you take advantage of the Journey Home program, we basically say you're done for a year. You're not going to get any services from the mission for a year. So don't think that you're just going to go take a quick vacation and then come back to the mission. This is an opportunity for you to start a new life. And if you come back to Reading, you better have a network of support built in here when you come back, because we're not going to offer up the services again. We've got really hardworking people committed and donating to this program. We want to make sure that it's working, and so some have come back and actually done well when they got back here.
Okay.
So yeah. So I mean, it's been a fantastically successful program, and we're just really grateful to the Community Foundation. One of the funders over there has created a fund, and they helped match the Joe Wong money, and Joe Wong matched some of their money, and it's been back and forth. And so that program is doing well, and we're really excited by that. So again, just trying to highlight some of the great things that are happening in our community.
Are you concerned?
That's the Victory House.
Victory House is another one. Thank
yes.
you. Yeah, that
yes.
opened just not quite a year ago. That's our expansion project for the women's addiction program. And so that's an 18-month long-term residential addiction recovery program where we take women who are really now ready to get off of drugs and alcohol and get on with their life. And they come in and they'll spend 18 months with us. Now brand new facility. We can take their kids while they're in recovery, and we teach them how to be a better parent. We teach them anger management. We teach to give them education, job training skills, and so many now are good moms, and they're moving on.
Fantastic.
And their kids. And the beautiful thing about that is a generational break. They now, those moms, their kids are going to, they're not going to experience the same addiction. They're not going to experience the same lifestyle. They're going to move on and have a completely different view of life that may have been going on for generations. And now they get to move on and do well.
I love that. Well, I would like to encourage people to go to the Good News Rescue Mission website. And first thing that comes up is Director's Corner. The mission, the victim of fake news, really interesting. Reading the first paragraph, which I won't go into, but He has said here in, and I'll just read a few lines of something about, I responded to a social media post where someone had heard that the mission had received a $1 million grant to transport homeless to Redding from San Francisco. This is false and has been circulating for over 10 years. We maintain a webpage that addresses this and nearly 30 other rumors and have posted dozens of facts on social media, which could be found on via
hashtag
GNRM facts.
Yes, correct. Hashtag, and we've got a page by that same title.
Rumors
yep.
hurt.
Yep. Oh,
and
man.
So let's get factual about making sure that those, we put a damper on any of these rumors.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's been tough. I mean, our income when those rumors really heated up, we had a few public officials that were hearing them and sharing them, thinking that they were true and they weren't. And our income dropped to a 3-year low after that. And that hurt because we can't help the people that need help.
Why would people think that you had a $1 million grant to bring people up from San Francisco?
Thank you for asking, Carl. So we did receive a grant for $1 million about 10 years ago. That grant was a construction grant from the Affordable Housing Program, which banks are required to participate in if they do residential lending. Mm-hmm. And it's designed to help low and no income folks with housing and or, in this case, shelter. So we did receive a grant, and it happened to be from a bank called the Federal Home Loan Bank of San Francisco.
Mm.
We had a local – you have to have a local participating sponsor, which was the Redding Bank of Commerce. So the funds came into Redding from out of the area. It was a private bank grant, not federal money. They just happened to be located in San Francisco. So everybody that – you know how the game of telephone works? Well, I heard that they got this grant from San Francisco, and then now they're shipping the homeless up from San Francisco. And so it just snowballed. And so we didn't – there's no contingencies. We don't have to take people from San Francisco as a result of this money. This was designed to help our local people.
We have enough of our own. We don't need to import.
Yeah.
Have you heard – right before we take a break here, have you heard anything about like people being dropped off here?
I've heard the same rumor. I don't
– Do you ever see it?
I don't. Okay. Occasionally, we've had we've heard rumors where some public agencies of other nearby outlying communities that don't have services will come up and bring a person to the mission. It's rare, but it has happened. And usually, it's because they can't handle them there. And mm-hmm. and again, most of the very few instances I've heard of, and I mean, like, I've been at the mission for almost 7 years. The very few instances I've heard of have been like one or two, maybe three, and they're right nearby. They're like Tehama, Siskiyou, Trinity, you know, Modoc counties. They're not coming from metropolitan areas. No. These are local underserved communities, again, they're extremely rare.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We're with Ken White he's the development director over there at Good News Rescue Mission. And we've discussed a number of things today, mainly that, you know, rumors that start thinking that that they gotten paid $1 million to bring in more homeless from San Francisco and not realizing that – I don't know if they thought it was going to be a higher level, more liberal group of homeless, you know, if they bring them up to San Francisco. I'm not sure. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break. I do want to remind everybody that Sunday at 11:30, Linda's going to be at the View 202. It's going to be a great day.
Jazz brunch?
Jazz brunch. And you know what? They've really stepped up. View 202 has really stepped up their game. And if you haven't been there for a while, this is a good chance mm-hmm. to go. You know, come in after church or before church mm-hmm. and just be after church. And come on in and have a great brunch, champagne, a little what do you call those things?
Mimosas
and stuff while Linda sings.
Or just tea. Just enjoy the view.
Just have a great time.
And, you know, maybe it'll be like a day like today. We'll have the spotty sunshine and drizzling. We may be inside. We may be outside. But come by. It's a beautiful, peaceful day. Anyway, thank you so much. And we're going to be right back with Ken White from the Good News Rescue Mission. And we're going to take this last portion of the show and shine a light on why you should get involved with the Good News Rescue Mission. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
To the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a winsome elf, I'm ashamed of myself, for to see I was staring there. From Bantry Bay of the Derry's Cay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like a fair Colleen that I met in the county down. As she onwards fetched her, I scratched my head and I...
Shastina Ranch is the fastest selling community in Reading in the last 12 years. Located in East Reading, features extreme high energy efficient home designs, a regional park with walking trails, decorative street lights, sidewalk planters, and fabulous open spaces. Constructed by Palomar Builders, Reading's largest home builder, these homes are constructed with green technology, distinctive interior and exterior features, designer kitchens, and superior master suites. Stop by the Shastina Ranch model home today to pick one of the pre-plotted lots. Then contact Cindy Tomlinson, 722-3150 at U.S. Lending to help you with a conventional FHA or residential loan for your new Shastina Ranch home. U.S. Lending is Reading's local direct mortgage lender. Located off Airport Road, the community of Shastina Ranch provides the high standards savvy home buyers are looking for in today's market. Make Shastina Ranch your future with a new highly energy efficient home design. Stop by our new model home, speak with Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker, and get your home on the way within days.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It's back March 24th, 25th, and 26th. The original Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Need landscape? Household improvements? A new roof? Gutters? Lighting? Doors? Windows? Flooring? Appliances? A pool? Spa? Barbecue? Patio? Pest control? Decking? Fencing? Weatherproofing? Or planting a garden? Find answers for all your spring home improvement projects and speak to the experts. For information and booth space, contact Shirley at 243-6005 or online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
As I was riding over the far from Kerry Mountains, I met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I first produced my pistol and then I drew my saber, saying, "Stand and deliver, for I am a bold deceiver." Musherigam durunda, what for the derry-o? What for the derry-o? There's whiskey in the jar.
Whiskey in the jar. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I have spent too many of my formative years in Irish bars in Washington, D.C. and Alexandria and other places. Okay, everybody, welcome back. It's St. Patrick's Day, of course, as we said. We've given away a $25 gift certificate to Nikki at the, even though she wouldn't come on the air, we couldn't entice her, but she had all the answers on why. So she won her $25 gift certificate to Shameless O'Leary's. This weekend, this weekend it's a lot of things going on, and I just have to mention this: is that tomorrow is the opening of the junior hunting season for spring turkeys, and the Wild Turkey Federation of Reading is taking out 20 juniors tomorrow. The season doesn't start till next week, but the juniors get to go out tomorrow morning.
Nice.
And I tell you what, there are just—I mean, we're taking out 20 of them, and. A lot of people spend a lot of time trying to find the right spot, finding turkeys, but it's tough this year. All the turkeys are like in town,
mm-hmm.
but the ones
are on
there
the road.
Because
I hear them right down
on somebody's backyard.
I hear them in my backyard.
Yeah, but those don't count. Those are urban retreat turkeys. But these out there, because of the rain and all the water out there, they don't congregate, and so they're not in the regular spots. Everybody's having a little bit of a problem. So I've moved spots twice, anyway. But I think we found the right spot. We'll see. We are here with Ken White from the Good News Rescue Mission, but what's it look like for weather here?
Partly sunny today with our highs of 74. If you look out your window today, it's absolutely beautiful outside. Tonight, we do have chance of showers tonight with our lows of around 52. Saturday calls for a high of 66, showers likely. Carl, you'll be out there with the turkeys, a little bit of drizzle on you tomorrow. Tomorrow night calls for lows of 50 with a chance of showers. Now, Sunday, according to the National Weather Service, we have about a 40% chance of showers on Sunday with our highs of 68. And Sunday evening calls for showers again, mostly cloudy, low of around 50. Monday calls for, again, showers with our highs of 64. And Monday night showers again. Then rain, heavy at times. That's Monday, cloudy with a low of around 52. Tuesday, rain before noon, then showers afternoon. So I guess it goes difference between, you know, drizzle and rain. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. They are our weather sponsors here as we do our live reads on KCNR 1460. Give them a call at 365-3793.
We're here with Ken White of the Good News Rescue Mission, Development Director there. President Trump has put out a budget that's cutting a lot of things. I don't think that he's been specific about some things, but some others, people are starting are concerned that it may cut some of the funding for some of the programs around here.
That will not directly impact us because we don't take any government funds.
Okay.
So the mission is, you know, those are some of the things that really set us apart. The fact that, one, mm-hmm. we don't take government funds because we want to be free to do what we want to do, not have the government tell us how to do it. And when the government gets involved, typically they want to put all these boundaries on what you say and when you can say it. And we're a Christian organization, and we want to be able to be who we are. And who we are is people who love Jesus Christ, and we're going to talk about him. And we don't want anybody right. to tell us not to.
It's okay.
So that's what
so
we're
that's gonna, not
that,
gonna,
that,
that's
that shouldn't
not
impact
impact
us. The other thing, it may indirectly impact us in the sense that, you know, with services that get cut locally, that may put more pressure on the programs that we offer. Mm-hmm. But again, that's how we distinguish ourselves. And I know our community is a community that really believes in personal accountability. And that's what we build into all of our programs, is a high, high level of accountability. We've had so many people, I can't tell you how many people we've had come through our mission and just be like, I can't believe all that you guys do. I can't believe the way you do it. I had no idea this was happening in such a way. I've had people, and I can say this on your show, I've had people come in and go, I just thought you guys were a bunch of bleeding hearts. I had no idea that you guys built in all these systems and accountability. And, you know, I thought you guys were just giving handouts. And that's been our motto for 20 plus years, is not a handout, a hand up.
Yeah, and you have to earn.
Exactly. And so we've worked with local business people. Jonathan, I know, has been working with Matt Morgan over Optimize Worldwide, who runs a marketing company. And Matt and Jonathan came up with an anti-panhandling campaign to try and keep people from giving money to panhandlers and encouraging bad behavior. Those signs are available by calling Matt at Optimize Worldwide for free. And they're putting those signs all over the community. And they have a text to give option on them, that if you text hand up to 91999, then you will get a little message from the Good News Rescue Mission. You can donate to the mission, and we're hoping to raise enough money from that to start doing some outreach programs that we can send people out into the community to encourage folks that are like the ones you mentioned that don't want the help, to encourage them to consider coming in and getting help from the mission to get back on their feet and changing their lifestyle.
During the break, we talked about people that, you know, are mentally capable, but choose just not, you know, they choose to live this.
Yeah.
But the other people who are not mentally capable that are out there.
Right.
And one of the things we talked about is having a strong mental program
right.
here in town, with a place to put people. I mean, I hate to put it like that, but a place to take them off the streets and get them the
and
help
get them
they
the
need.
Help they need. Right. Yeah, this isn't about violating
and
civil liberties. Or
that's
anything.
Right. And right. the other ones, though, who choose to do this and continue to want to do drugs and live this way
yeah.
in their own little underbellies out there, should be pushed out of Reading.
Yeah.
And how do you push them out of Reading? You just keep after them, after them, after them. And, you know, this 7 days of giving them a warning,
yeah.
frankly, you know what?
Unfortunately, it's a law, and that's a good segue, Carl.
Where's the law? But is that a federal law?
It's state and federal. That's a great segue. I'm gonna throw out here and really bring to light some of the challenges our law enforcement face, because a lot of people, I think, our law enforcement's getting hit right and left and right and left, and you just noticed Bethel Church came out, and another great thing. They've announced that they're going to donate $500,000, $250,000 over the next 2 years, each year over the next 2 years, to help fund community service officers and some of the positions that Paletti was going to have to cut as a result of budget cuts. And they are on the front lines, and we're actually hosting an event on May 17th. At the Holiday Inn. It's a luncheon called Blue. And we're doing this as a fundraiser for the mission, but we're doing it with the theme of honoring our local law enforcement and particularly the impact that they've had, the positive impact they've had in the lives of women and children. And so I just want to really encourage people. We are so discouraged by some of the things that our law enforcement have to face, but we are trying so hard to make sure they know we've got their back. We're not trying to make their job harder. We're trying to make it easier. We're trying to take these people off the street and get them into programs where they can get their lives turned around. We're trying to make sure that law enforcement know that.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Ken White. We're so appreciative of having you here with the mission. Good news, rescue mission. Check it out. Be involved. Something that we do need to be aware of today, law enforcement, fire, and medical treatment crews from the city of Reading and other agencies will participate in a series of drills involving a mock aircraft collision at Reading Municipal Airport today and tomorrow. So you're going to see, you know, fire. You're going to be knowing that there's drills. There's going to be emergency vehicles. Just know that this is a drill. What if this happens? So that's happening today and tomorrow. Don't be like, Major putting out something on, multimedia about like, oh my God, we're coming, the world's coming to an end. That's going to be happening Saturday from 8 to noon. Simulation of airplane crash, using the props for training. Volunteers from around the county will participate in a live fire training. The public, again, we may see smoke from the drill in the northeast area of the airport property near Rancho Road and Old Oregon Trail, and should be aware of emergency vehicles that may be in the area.
How do people get a hold of you?
They can go online at gnrm.org, or they can call us at 242-5920.
Everything is tax deductible.
Any donations to the mission are tax deductible within IRS guidelines.
Right.
Yep.
Clothing, anything that you want to bring out there? I mean,
we just dropped about 5 bags off.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah.
I was participated in a point of time and was amazed at the numbers of homeless that did not want to take advantage of programs. Just made it clear they will continue to beg and borrow for their survival. This is one of our comments.
Many of them will, and that's why I say the mission supports accountability, and we support law enforcement, and we support trying to get those folks. We've got meal tickets you can get on our website. You can print out a sheet of meal tickets on our website, cut them up, hand them to somebody when they're asking you for money. You can hand them a meal ticket instead and say, hey, go, why don't you go down to the mission? We're going to continue to put pressure on them to get into programs and get their life turned around.
There you go. Okay, everybody.
Thank you.
At St. Patty's Day, there's going to be a DUI checkpoint out there tonight. So
of course.
You might want to find out where that is. Just go to the police and ask them, hey, where are you guys going to be so I can drive around it?
Be sensible.
Everybody have a good day. God bless, and we'll be back Monday.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Some were just no's, and we had a couple that were mixed. But I just want to thank you folks, and we're going to have a great, great health care plan.
The president says the media isn't accurately portraying the Republican bill. Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price says the administration